I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And much has changed. As you can probably tell, I at least hope you can tell, that is, we now have a new camera that we're shooting the program with. Yes. And I really like it. It's highly geeky. It is a Canon EOS Rebel SL2 camera. And it is the latest acquisition in trying to make the program more high quality. So I appreciate all the folks out there who have been thinking about giving toward upping the technology of the program, even if you haven't done it yet. Doing so would be greatly appreciated. Yes, given that I've already invested in the camera, you know, any help would be helpful. At any rate, I've got a video on the blog. The blog, of course, in question is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And I encourage you to go check out the video. The video is of Sean Cannell from Think Media TV, who has great advice for folks that are doing YouTube videos, such as this very video. So I encourage you to check that out. He does a review of the Canon SL2. And he was, shall we say, a major factor in my deciding to get this camera because of his review. So check that out. Also, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. I'm using a lavalier mic today, mainly because I'm lazy. Feeling a little lazy today. Don't want to break out the official headset mic. It's in a case over here. I've got a new case for it. It's actually quite cool, the case. But it's just easier to hook this up and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say. But anyway, we have stuff this week on the program, which I encourage you to watch diligently. Let's get right into it, shall we? All of the stories from which I pontificate are on the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv blog, which I encourage you to go check out. And this is an article about Mark Zuckerberg, who apologizes for the Cambridge Analytics scandal. Basically, the whole deal is that Facebook allowed Cambridge Analytics, well, they allowed a researcher to use data, supposedly for academic purposes, and then that data fell into the hands somehow, one way or another, of Cambridge Analytics, which then used, or Cambridge Analytica, I should say, which used that data in the last big election. Okay? Which, of course, big deal. I mean, people have used data for previous elections, but this has become a big scandal because nobody on Facebook gave their official approval to use their posts for these nefarious, quote-unquote, purposes. So it's become a big deal. And now Mark Zuckerberg is basically saying, regulate us, please regulate us. Which nobody's right mind would ask to be regulated by the government, but he has an ulterior motive. Right now he's the big fish in the pond, and if the government regulates social media, then it will pretty much exclude future possible rivals, shall we say, to Facebook. So he's got a sneaky little plan here to take what technically was a bad thing and turn it into a good thing. I think that's my humble opinion. And it is shared by others who are more into conspiracy theory than I am. Which I'm not really that prone to conspiracy theory, truth be told. I like a good conspiracy, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, conspiracies are fun. But I don't know if this is a particularly good one. But I'll go with it in any case. All right, next item. Huawei, which is spelled H-U-A-W-E-I, but it's Chinese, so it's pronounced Huawei. Huawei is a company that is being hurt by a trade war, in effect, because it is a Chinese company, and the Chinese are not known for playing fair in the trade world. And so a lot of people are wanting to punish them for their methodology, shall we say. And so the telecommunications giant Huawei is not going to sell its microphones in the U.S. They're not going to be allowed to sell their microphones in the U.S. through places like Best Buy. Okay, Best Buy is saying we're not going to play in Huawei's sandbox anymore. I don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. I think Huawei is a perfectly fine phone company in and of itself, and people should have the right to buy phones there if they want to. And Best Buy arbitrarily saying, we're not going to sell their phones anymore. I don't know. I'm more of a free market kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, there's that. Also, next item, a smoke alarm that doesn't detect smoke. I put this under geek culture because it strikes me as being counterproductive if you produce a smoke alarm that doesn't actually detect smoke. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like that's bad. But their smoke alarm, reported by Gizmodo, the Kiddy, I guess it's pronounced Kid or Kitty, K-I-D-D-E, PI-9010 model smoke detector, doesn't actually detect smoke. So you buy it, you stick it on your ceiling, and it does no good. Okay, so avoid those. You know what's good for you. Okay, next item. YouTube is banning some gun videos. Now again, I am a kind of a free speech kind of a guy, you know? If you want to produce a video about guns, you should produce videos about guns. Now, you know, not how to take guns and become a terrorist necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Not that kind, but just this is a gun and this is how you take it apart and say you put it back together. And these are the features of the guns. I just dropped something on the floor. Okay, let me just take a small moment of time and tell you that the remote for Samsung smart TVs is not smart. It's dumb. It's shaped oddly, and it jumps in the floor at any opportunity. It just takes a notion and jumps into the floor. I don't like it. Call me the computer curmudgeon, but hey, that is just unacceptable for your remote to jump in the floor just to irritate you. Just saying. And that's what it just did. Just out of the blue, it jumped into the floor just to annoy me and take my mind off the show. I would almost suspect Fred. Oh no, you're innocent, aren't you, Fred? Yeah. Fred and innocent just don't go together in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And he is my imaginary friend, so I should know what I'm talking about there. At any rate, YouTube is banning some gun videos. YouTube said this week that it will tighten restrictions on some firearm videos. Its latest policy announced since coming under scrutiny following last month's mass shooting at the high school in Parkland, Florida. Somehow, I don't think that YouTube videos contributed to what happened in Parkland, Florida. I think the guy who bought the gun that shouldn't have been able to buy the gun because he was a Looney Tune and was a known Looney Tune that people already said he should have been committed has nothing to do with people watching gun videos. Now, I don't personally watch gun videos. But I watch a lot of videos about cameras, like the Canon SL2. What if they decided that cameras were contributing to the delinquency of America? You know, suddenly I wouldn't be able to watch camera videos. My wife would go, well, that's a good thing. Probably so, but you see what I'm saying. It's just annoying. I'm annoyed by people that take away other people's rights. So there. So I posted the article. Yes. Okay. Next item. Google Android Wear, which is what they used to call their operating system for their watches, is now called the Wear OS, the Wear operating system. And the world went, who cares? Okay. I mean, they changed the name. Big deal. Not like it has a lot of new features and things like that. They just decided they're going to change the name. But speaking of Google, next item, Google Chrome will now block autoplay videos. Yes, I know you've heard that before. But this time they say for sure, as of the release of Chrome 66, version 66, it will gain the ability to block autoplaying video content, which I'm for. Because I don't like the idea of videos just starting playing when you go buy them on a website. If I want to play a video, I want to click on it to play the video. I don't want it just playing. It's annoying me. As you can tell, I get annoyed easily. I guess. Maybe not. I don't know. What do you think, Fred? Yes, he doesn't care whether I get annoyed easily. He just thinks I'm annoying. With friends like Fred. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. Next item. What is a computer? I am annoyed by the commercial where they come on. It's an ad for an iPad. And this little girl is using the iPad. And somebody says, what are you doing on your computer? And she says, what's a computer? You know, like an iPad really isn't a computer. I'm sorry. It is a computer. It is just a different form factor of computer. So this video that I have on the blog, drbill.tv, as I mentioned earlier, watch the video. It talks about the difference between a tablet and a laptop. Tablet, laptop. Okay? And you can decide whether or not you like one or the other. I myself use both a tablet and a laptop. I don't see the problem. But there you go. Whoa! Fred's letting me know he's still out there by doing the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. And yes, we do have Geek Software of the Week, even if it's not super exciting, you know what I'm saying? It's still there. It is one of the Microsoft utilities written by Mark Racinovich. Now, Mark Racinovich is a very well-known contributor to the Microsoft world. Microsoft hired him several years ago, and he has since been doing a lot of work for Windows software and utilities. And this utility is AutoRuns, plural, for Windows. It allows you to manage and control your startup Windows programs, the things that run in startup, okay? It gives you lots of capabilities of managing it, usually useful for taking things out of startup that you don't want to be there. Like, you know, Well, let me give you an example of something like iTunes. iTunes, I don't use iTunes very much. I use it occasionally. So I don't really want it running in the background all the time. So I take that out of startup so that it's not sitting there running. Okay, that's just me. Now, maybe you're a big iTunes person. You want it running all the time. I don't know. But this software gives you the ability to manage that. Okay. Another one that is infamous from my perspective is if you have a Logitech webcam and you install the software for it, it will put a thing in startup that is sitting there running the webcam software, even if you're not using your webcam. Well, those are CPU cycles that I don't need to waste. So I take it out of startup, okay? And I use a program similar to this one, Auto Runs. So check it out. It will help you control your PC. All right, next item. Mozilla drops Facebook. The Facebook debacle has gotten everyone's attention, and there's this big move on to get out of Facebook. Matter of fact, Elon Musk discovered that there was a SpaceX Facebook page that he didn't even know existed. So he deep-sixed it, killed the page. That's what a lot of people are doing, is they're getting off Facebook in protest of this scandal. I myself don't care. So I'm on Facebook, and I don't care. I'm not going to get off of it just because people are all freaking out and running around like chickens with their heads cut off over the, quote, scandal. So people use data off Facebook. What do you think Google does with everything? Every piece of information they get, they use for various things. We don't even know what they're being used for. What are you going to do? Ban Google? Some people probably will, but hey, you know, okay, anyway. Mozilla is pulling its advertising from Facebook over this issue. I mean, that would, to me, seem like shooting yourself in the foot. You know, you are going to pull your advertising off of Facebook where there are 200 million people because you don't like something that happened. I'm not sure that hurts Facebook all that much. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well. Boy, I'm in a mood. You know, I get in one of these moods, and I don't know if it's good for the show or not. You tell me, is it good for the show or not? I don't know. Anyway, next item. Google Assistant can now be used to share the wealth. Share and enjoy. Yes. You can now send money through Google Pay to using Google Assistant to people that are in your contact list. So if you had a guy named Fred, like Fred here, not that I'm going to send him anybody. You're right, Fred. You know, you work for free. What can I say? Although you are irritating. At any rate, if I was going to use Fred as an example, I would say the keyword, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? And I would tell Google Assistant to send Fred some money. Not likely between you and me. But at any rate, that's the idea. You can use Google Pay now inside of Google Assistant. And in Siri, you can ask Siri to send somebody money. And you'll be asked whether you want to use Apple Pay, Venmo, or Square Cash, but not Google Assistant. Okay, again, there's this rivalry going on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. And then finally, Thunderbird. Now, Thunderbird is a venerable old program for Windows that allows you to have local email, in other words, PC-based email, not web-based, on your PC for email. And Thunderbird is a pretty cool program. I thought it had been discontinued many years ago. I thought they were no longer developing it. Shows you what I know. because actually they are still developing it, and a new version is just out as of yesterday, version 52.7.0. 52. So it has been out a while. You see what I'm saying? But hey, perfectly good program. I don't personally use it, but I know a lot of people who do. And it's, you know, it looks pretty good, actually. They even have a calendaring function called Lightning. Get it? Thunderbird Lightning. And Lightning is the calendaring software for Thunderbird. So check that out. I have a link to the release notes for Thunderbird version 52.7.0. So if you're a Thunderbird user, you can upgrade. How cool is that? Anyway, that will do it for this show. Sorry we skipped a week in there, but I had a lot going on, and I wanted to use the new camera. I've set it up, you know, the settings are a guess. I've got it on manual, and I've guessed at all the exposure and settings and things of that nature, so it should get better as time goes by, as I tweak. I like to tweak and play. So, there you go. So, hope you enjoyed the program today. If not, sorry about that. Tune in next time to see what I'm up to then. In the meantime, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.